Royal Dutch Shell is planning to shift away from fossil fuels and invest in cleaner energy. And it's a big shift. Shell projects it will cut gas and diesel production by 55% in the next 10 years. The announcement follows similar plans by rivals BP and Total as global demand for oil continues to fall. Here's Shell CEO Ben Van Beurden talking to CNBC this morning.
I think a lot of people would agree with me that we're not moving fast enough as a society to address the challenge of climate change.
Let's bring in NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley for more on this story. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Peter.
And back in September, Shell announced its goal of reaching net zero emissions by 2050. So what does today's statement say about how the company's going to reach that goal?
They're planning to invest in less polluting forms of energy, so less diesel fuel, less gasoline, more liquid natural gas, more hydrogen. They also want to increase by more than tenfold the number of Shell service stations that recharge electric cars rather than pumping gas. They're not getting out of the fossil fuel business altogether, though, so they're also planning to invest in, you know, planting new forests and grasslands and that kind of thing to offset the carbon that they do produce.
I see. Well, there was some concern among many energy companies that oil demand would never return to levels seen before the pandemic. So what is the state of the oil industry right now?
It was hit pretty hard last year. You know, demand for oil fell by about 10% in 2020 when people were driving and flying a lot less because of the pandemic. Remember last spring, we actually saw the price of oil drop below zero for a brief period of time. You couldn't give the stuff away. That spelled big losses for the energy giants. Exxon lost more than $22 billion last year. Chevron lost more than $5 billion. The price has been coming up again now, partly because of demand coming back and also because the Saudis have cut their production to put a floor under the price. Just this week, the international benchmark Brent crude topped $60 a barrel for the first time in a year. West Texas Intermediate's not far behind. You can see this when you gas up. Gas prices are now averaging just under $2.50 a gallon. That's up close to 20 cents in the last month, and it's a little bit higher than it was this time last year. Just a side note, I noticed in the Wall Street Journal this morning, propane prices have soared 70% since November.
Wow.
And up more than fourfold since last spring. That's thanks in part to all those outdoor space heaters that are suddenly so popular this winter. So if you sell propane and propane accessories, you feel like king of the hill right now.
Business is good. Well, listen, those fluctuating prices are all short-term. Long-term, Shell and European competitors BP and Total are in this race to reinvent themselves, partly in response to slowing demand, but it's also pressure from investors and also from climate activists. On the other hand, it's expensive to retool at a time when oil companies have been losing a lot of money. So how do you think they're going to do this long-term?
Yeah, it is a real race, and we're going to see. You know, it's a bit like the move you're seeing here in this country with General Motors, saying they plan to move to an all-electric line of cars and trucks in 15 years, which is a big, costly commitment. And they're going to try to bankroll that with their most profitable vehicles, which are big, less efficient cars and trucks that run on gasoline. So the challenge is threefold. You know, can the engineers make the technical advances? Will consumers push the pedal the right way? And will policymakers set the kind of ground rules that move companies and consumers in that direction?
We should note, and this will have to be for another time, that U.S. companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron are actually pushing back against calls to change their business. We'll pick that up later. NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you so much.
You're welcome.